With the theme of CSI Wrangell, the numerous presentations of the Southeast Region EMS Symposium will encourage participants to think critically in challenging medical situations. Symposium and pre-symposium will be taking place mainly in Wrangell's Fire Hall and Nolan Civic Center from Tuesday, April 8th through Saturday, April 12th. Pre-symposium features a 3-day emergency medical dispatch course, as well as a wide range of workshops. These include a discussion on brain injury, forensic nursing, and a presentation by one of the survivors of the 9/11 attack on the Pentagon. The symposium offers a series of lectures for pre-hospital providers and clinical providers, which touch upon new and old techniques. Terry Buness from Wrangell is the Board of Directors President for the Southeast Region EMS Council. He says symposium will bring a lot of people to Wrangell.
Right now, I think there's over 100 attendees enrolled, plus I think there's 19 vendors, plus the speakers, so we could conceivably see 130 people.
Randy Churchill is a Wrangell Fire Department administrator and an EMT instructor. He's attended almost 20 symposiums and says the best thing about them is learning from fellow EMTs in Southeast.
Well, mostly it's just all the people from, you know, EMTs from Southeast Alaska getting together, swapping stories, you know, how to improve each system. And that's the big thing of everybody getting together and see how each system could actually work better by listening to how other systems work. But that's pretty much it, and just seeing old friends like we have throughout the years.
Due to its location this year, Buna says more people from Wrangell will be able to participate in symposium than ever before.
And this is only the second time it's been out of Sitka, so we're anticipating we're going to have over 25 of the people in the department be able to participate instead of anywhere from 4 to 6 that we're able to send out of town. But this way we're still able to attend as well as respond.
Wrangell as a community is contributing to the symposium in many ways, from lodging to jet boat tours to general hospitality.
There's a number of different activities, but I'm sure some of the stores have made donations for door prizes. They've offered discounts on services. There's going to be jet boat tours on Friday for the participants that sign up for it. So there'll be different activities, and there's events both for Friday and Saturday.
According to Buness, Wrangell is very fortunate to be hosting the 2008 Southeast Region EMS Symposium.
Wrangell should be very proud that it is in Wrangell. It's a great opportunity to show ourselves off.
The Southeast Region EMS Council is based out of Sitka and is one of 7 different councils in the state. Following the symposium, the Board of Directors will hold their fall meeting in Wrangell on April 13th and 14th. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.